Let's talk about the current state of poetry. That was the title of the workshop. And I've read your work, and you say that performance poetry is an active and intellectually engaged response to the silence and whiteness in which most poetry remains entangled. Now, this whiteness I see as a manifestation of the separation of mind and body that happened as a result, in part of the result of the printed page, when we got away from the poet as person who speaks the poetry, and you went on in great detail about this. What have we lost most of all in the silence and the whiteness?
Well, that was I did do that, and you're right to paraphrase it in that way, but there's also more to say about it. I think what happens in poetry, which is of interest in the history of poetry, is that what begins, and we know that Homer was blind, what begins as an art that's rooted, something like, poetry is like singing initially. It's not an art of writing, it's an art of physical presence and sounds. Whereas writing is an art like painting. It's a visual art. It's a form of, so you can't do it if you're blind. Homer couldn't be a writer. But this art that begins as an art of sound gets taken up and disseminated widely by a visual art, the art of writing. So what you get when you consider the history of poetry, and this is, again, not a question of essence, not what poetry is, but the history of poetry is a multimedia situation in which there are visual elements and auditory elements in an uneasy relationship with one another. Something like the movies, except the movies have solved that problem a little bit better. Now, the whiteness of the page and the silence of the page, it's a loss, but it's also a gain. That's part of the problem, the situation of poetry, the current state. What you just heard Adele and me do can't be captured by the page. There's no way that a page can put the physical or transcribe the physical force of two people saying two different things at the same time.
It can only hint at the energy exchange that is happening there.
Exactly, but the cassette tape can do it easily. No problem. Etc. Or the radio show here can do it easily. No problem at all. Poetry exists, it seems to me, in a number of media. And it's not like there's some ur-poem, which is the real poem, etc., back there, etc. All it is the numbers, the various kinds of media in which it exists. We have lost the physical presence of the writer, and this has been a problem at least as far back as Whitman, and perhaps more. Whitman is incredibly, intensely aware of this problem, of the fact that he's got a medium which will make him immortal. On the other hand, it takes away his breath, it takes away his body, all it is text.
Well, he's under our feet, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Adele, we have a couple of minutes, and this is a perfect opportunity to read some haiku so people can get a sense of your art and the things that you bring to the table. So let me just restate. As she rummages through her things looking for the proper haiku, that we're talking with Jack and Adele Foley. And we're just about out of time with this segment, but certainly we have more time here. So what do you have for us?
Okay. I perform my haiku a lot, and therefore what I found works for an audience is not doing one haiku and then stopping and moving to another one, which is a completely different subject, because they go by so fast. I tend to write haiku sequences, so I'm going to read a haiku sequence. This one is called BART Bench Haiku. It's what I see when I come out of BART on my way to work in downtown Oakland. The stench of urine, a worn-out pair of trousers, a tattered mattress. I saw him Friday asleep on the bench outside the 19th Street BART. Tuesday there were three smoking their first cigarette by the scrawny tree. As summer ended, the small cement bench became a nightly campground. Mail call on the bench. This morning I saw a large padded envelope, two names, no address. As nights grow colder, the bench sleeper moves closer to the dirty wall. 25 cents. I look in her eyes and I know she needs it, whatever it is. As it starts to rain, she's there wrapped in cardboard. I don't want to look.
Whatever it is. Food for thought for the next time you see a person that will work for food and is looking for money on the side of the highway there.